Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the Minghui website entitled, What I Saw in Other Dimensions, Eliminate Negative Substances That Drag Us Down, by a Falun Dafa practitioner outside of China.
What I Saw in Other Dimensions, Eliminate Negative Substances That Drag Us Down, by a Falun Dafa practitioner outside of China. While sending forth righteous thoughts today, I saw in other dimensions that the old forces' mechanisms are beginning to crack. Some practitioners who've cultivated very well have already broken away from these mechanisms. Their bodies are surrounded by large golden pillars. When negative substances approached the pillars, they exploded and were eliminated. The remaining old forces are desperate and are now focusing on those practitioners who are still connected to the old mechanisms. When they see that a practitioner has an attachment, they will cover him with more black substances to enhance the attachment. As a result, when the practitioner has a test or tribulation, he feels his attachment is so strong that he can't eliminate it. Actually, his attachment was not that strong. The old forces enlarged it. Some practitioners can't distinguish which are their attachments and what things were imposed on them by the old forces, so they couldn't pass the test. What the old forces imposed were merely black fog-like substances, which are very easy to clear away. I want to remind fellow practitioners to clearly distinguish which thoughts are ours and to send forth righteous thoughts to clean up those substances imposed by the old forces. We must remember that each test is serious and to pass each one of those tests well. This is because the negative factors are becoming more intense toward the end. If one can't pass a test, the old forces will enlarge our attachments to drag us down. They do not wish us to succeed in our cultivation. If a practitioner follows master's requirements, does the three things well, looks inward seriously, and sends forth righteous thoughts, these negative elements are nothing. This is what I have seen and understood at my limited level. I'm sharing it with you to remind my fellow practitioners that every test is serious. I'm sharing it with you to remind fellow practitioners that every test is serious.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.